Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more, 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 more. Once I bring it back now. Hey, get your drinks up, huh? Dancing in the club, half naked, oh my. Going home with this man, that woman, I don't know. But I can't party and I put on a show. So, look at me, give me attention. I will do unthinkable things that you mention. I don't dance, but I'm lean, and I'm looking kinda mean. I'm a beast, I'm out of the scene, please. You must not know, I'm the life of the party and I got weed to blow. I got a couple shorties, I'ma bang at the crib. If there's more drug and sex, then I got dibs. Drown all my fears and my problems with the bottle. Feeling kinda lonely despite all the models. Tried liquor, tried sex, tried a blue pill. I consumed them all and yet still. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more, 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 more. They say that I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more. Now. Drink, drink, drink some more. Gotta drink till I find myself passing out on the flow. I laugh all my problems away, ha ha ha. But my problems don't go nowhere, blah blah blah. I need a solution. I'm choking, I'm smoking my lungs like it's pollution. I'm wishing I could wake up like a solid dream. The pain is overwhelming and it makes me wanna scream. Ow! What can I do? I got no direction, so please give me a clue. I drink, I smoke, I end up worse. My life is feeling like I have been cursed. I wanna give up, drinks calling my name. Stuck in a rut with myself to blame. I got no purpose, what happens when I die? Drinking like this tonight might be tonight. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more, 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 more. They say that I gotta have more, 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 more. I got to have more, 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 more. Once I bring it back now.
It's just the truth. Let it set you free.
Ha! I drink, I smoke, and they always just let me down. I drink, I smoke, and they always just let me down. Don't drink, don't smoke, cause they always will let you down. Don't drink, don't smoke, cause they always will let you down. I drink,
so you heard the truth. Drugs, alcohol, sex, it simply cannot satisfy. But I want to let you know something that does satisfy.
Don't smoke, cause
that is the person of Jesus Christ.
Don't
call out to him and receive satisfaction.
Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back.
So I gotta have more,
more, more, more, more. I got to have more, 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 more. They say that I gotta have more,
more, more, more, more, more, more.
I got to have more. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back.
So I gotta have more,
more, more, more, more, more. I got to have more, 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 more. They say that I gotta have more,
more, more, more, more, more, more.
I got to have more.
All right, all right, all right. Good afternoon to my radio listeners. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, with 3T Radio. As you heard in our intro opening song, I Gotta Have More, what was the artist talking about? Obviously, he's letting you know that drugs, sex, and alcohol can never satisfy you, but the one that can is Jesus Christ. So what he's saying is that there's peace there. Everything you need is in him. He loves you. And what we're going to be talking about today is getting involved in some things that's going to help you to stay focused and to move you in a direction. of success. And I'm so excited about my first guest today because he's a personal dear friend of mine doing some powerful, powerful things in ministry. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the train Pastor Watson. How you doing, Pastor Watson?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing fine, my brother. I'm excited to be aboard this train today, and I'm just ready for a wonderful ride.
Excited. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, like you heard in the intro song, and I know in the area of ministry that you're in, you're dealing with young men and women who have come in and out of some very, very, very difficult situations. And before you get into that, why don't you personalize your bio? Because I was looking at your bio, and you have done some great things, Pastor Watson, but I want you to personalize it so that people can know the man that's on the radio today.
Well, you know, my brother, I mean, if I look at it personally, it goes way back in my own life, my own brothers and our upbringing in terms of some things that we've got involved in and what caused my brothers. I have two, one who have died in prison and one who has spent almost a life sentence in prison. And I found myself to get trapped in some of those areas. And I once heard someone says that your misery will become your ministry.
Wow.
And, now I just really have a love for inner city youth and to see them be productive. They're facing so many different challenges. And so I've just been working with youth and just really just empowering them to be productive in lives. You know, just to achieve a lot of greater success, to overcome some of the hurdles and the challenges that they are faced with daily, trying to achieve academic success as well as also vocational success and whatever they're trying to achieve. We're just here for this.
Yes, yes, yes. That's good, Pastor. And, you know, I know you personally, so I see your passion for what you do. And the beautiful thing about the ministry that you're in, because you said something that was powerful. You said your misery becomes your ministry. I heard T.D. Jakes say that before, too, man. And that right there is, I mean, that speaks to it right there, because sometimes people are going through things and, you know, they don't realize that the thing that they're going through is not to, you know, the enemy may mean for it to take them out. But the Lord, he will use that situation to strengthen you, to build up your faith, to bring you to a place that you're courageous enough to let others know that, hey, you can get to the other side. And so, Pastor, what I want to do before we continue further into the interview is I want to invite our radio audience to make sure that you're tuning in, because today's show, in my opinion, this is one of the more powerful ones, in my opinion, because Pastor Watson, this brother is just dynamite. I love him. Every time I'm around him, I learn so much. I get so fired up about the work that I'm doing. But we invite you to tune in three ways. Number one, if you are on your radio or if you have an electronic device that give you internet access, you can go right to the website at www.teen-train.org. And what you do is you click on our radio banner. And once you click that, it's going to take you to BBS Radio, which is an awesome internet radio station. I love BBS. They do some awesome stuff. What you do is you go right there. It'll take you right to that link. Click on Station 2. And once you hit Station 2, you have several listening options. And what you do is you click, and then you'll be hearing the show live. Another way is you can call in from your phone and simply listen to the conversation. And that call-in number is 805-399-1000. And the access code is 769-608-pound. We also have like four live lines that are open too. So you can call right in and you'll get in touch with the engineer. And that number is 530-413-9537. And you'll get in touch with Doug, who is our engineer, and he'll plug you right into the conversation. And you can speak with Pastor Watson. You can ask a question or you can share a comment. So back to you, Pastor Watson. Talk to us about the part of ministry that you are primarily responsible for at Living Word Christian Center.
Well, I'm the team leader for the prison ministry department at Living Word Christian Center. I'm Dr. William S. Winston, also the program director of an aftercare facility that's also under the prison ministry called We Care, Work Empowerment Center for Advanced Readiness and Employment. And we minister out at about 11 state facilities as well as all the juvenile facilities. And that is sort of like our offensive strategy, where we have a team of ministers. They go out and they minister the word, and they minister salvation, and we do baptism out at the state level. And then the aftercare facility, which is the We Care, this facility is designed to provide aftercare resources to link them to various back in school, to get them back in school, as well as to find employment for them. Better yet, just to build up their skill set, because some of our kids are facing a huge deficit of social skill, cognitive development, and stuff of that nature. And so we want to work on those things to try to get them back linked up, back on their educational track, and then as well as also some that need employment. We work with various staffing agencies and many employers to try to get them linked back into some jobs. And so that's just basically it there. Of what we do here, and you yourself, we just thank God for you who has helped provide some of the services that we do here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, I tell you, it's an absolute honor. You just had this great event you just did just recently, and I understand it to be an annual thing. Why don't you share with the radio listeners this great event that you just had, and what's the purpose of it, and how often are you doing this?
Well, yeah, you're talking about our Operation Freedom Job
Yes,
Fair.
Yes, sir.
and you know, if anyone out there know about our pastor, Dr. Winston, he has a military background, and so we use these type of terminologies to show the strategy of what we're, you know, when we're faced with an enemy who's trying to block some things that's related to our children as well as also our young adults as well as adults. And so Operation Freedom is a job fair where we don't hold back. In other words, we reach out to employers and we tell them that, hey, we work with ex-offenders. We work with those that have background. We work with those that have some challenges, but we take them through some various training, some pre-training, and we kind of prepare them. And so when you come out, 90% of the population that's going to be at this fair going to have a background. And so many of the employers that we work with, they give them an opportunity, and so we just thank God for that. And so this is a yearly event that we have. This is our second one, and we're looking to host this as well next year also. But again, this event, like I said, we don't hold back. We just put it out there on front, because I know the Lord has said in his word, John chapter 8, if you continue in my word, you are my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So many times, you know, people, they want to hold back. They, you know, have job fairs, and yes, everybody needs a job or whatever they want to do in terms of if they want to be an entrepreneur, whatever have you. But my point is that there are many people out there challenged. They go to various places for employment. And
yes.
That box there that says, you know, have you ever been convicted? Well, what happens if, you know, you come to a job fair and the employers that are there, they already know that the percentage of the people that's going to be in there, hey, they got a background. I just need to determine what it is and give them an opportunity. So this is something powerful. This year, our theme was changing the atmosphere. We believe that if we come in there and if we had a team that prayed over the community, that walked around the community and they prayed, and all of a sudden now the atmosphere was changed. We came in there, we blessed the people of God, and we're still getting some feedback that people are getting employed. They're getting involved in vocational training and some other people or some organizations that we work with. So I'm just thanking God, my brother. It has been a blessing to see that. I'm going to have some footage on that soon.
Yeah, that's awesome, Pastor. And you know, it blesses me because that population sometimes is frowned upon and people just kind of ostracize them. Don't nobody want to go near them. You know, it's like they got the bubonic plague. You know what I mean? It's like they messed up, toss them to the side. Well, you know what, Pastor? One of the things I love when you and I talk that comes out of our conversations is that we all X something. You know what I mean? if people don't want to be real about that, but everybody is X something. You know, you was an X angry person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You was an X, student that probably didn't do well in school.
Yeah.
Everybody got a past. And you know what's funny, Pastor, is that people try to put levels to that thing. You know, well, if you did this, then you're worse than that. Well, you know, we know in the scripture that sin is sin. So, you know what I mean? There's no, if you mess up, you mess up. Let's repent, let's get our mind right, and let's continue to move forward with life. So I love what you do, because you're reaching that population where seemingly it's hopeless, you know, and when people feel hopeless, man, that's when they get desperate. So, Pastor, why don't you talk a little bit more about, you know, just how do we combat that mindset of hopelessness, you know, because everybody that's listening may not have a background, but, you know, where they've been incarcerated, but they got something that's plaguing them. They got something that's holding them back. It could have been a bad relationship. It could have been a divorce. Maybe they had a kid out of wedlock, or maybe they you know, they lied to their parents. They may be doing some drugs. You know what I mean? Just like our intro song. It may be some drugs, sex, and alcohol, and they realize that none of it can satisfy them, you know? what do you say to those type of listeners?
You know, one of the things, though, and I have to be real about it, is that many times people don't understand that the Lord Jesus said something that was very critical in the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21. It says, neither shall they say, lo, here is Christ, or lo, there is Christ, but the kingdom of God is within. Mm. And many times we have to really pay attention to that, because the Bible says that we must be not conformed to the world, but transformed.
Yes,
and
sir.
So now, if everyone out there felt as though the way they think or the way they're living life is true, then why would God say we all need to be transformed? So
yes.
He's saying that there is a group of people that all of us out here at one point of our time, regardless of how we were raised, our mind needs to be transformed.
Yes.
We need to get to a level to think kingdom-minded, be kingdom-minded, because when God spoke that word, he's basically telling us that, hey, that this mystery kingdom that is within the heart, that we have access to this kingdom. Now, now that's key, because there is a reality of the kingdom that is coming to the earth, but there are many people, they are living outside of the kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom within the heart. They're
yes,
living
sir.
Outside, and I'm talking for those that are either unsaved or saved. Many of the saved people, they're not living according to that kingdom reality that is in their heart, and they're allowing the heart or the desires to bring them into a level of being overwhelmed by the distractions that surround us. Now, one of the things I learned personally, my brother, is that there are many of our brothers that once they get locked up, all of a sudden now there's so much ability inside of them, a creativity starts to come out.
Yes.
And they're doing things that they never did when they were in the world, because now all of a sudden all the distractions of life is gone. And
yeah.
They're in that, and so they tap within themselves. Basically, they tap within that creativity that's inside of them, and now they start doing exceptionally well in life in terms of inside of prison, and they start become effective artists, poets, and all type of things. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
So what am I saying? I'm saying that even out here, there are many saved and unsaved people. They're chasing these things, and these things are bringing them into a lot of trouble and bringing their lives into emotional downturns. And because
wow.
They can't achieve the things, and all of a sudden now they get upset. You find people, when they can't achieve certain success in life, they want to take their lives. I'm talking saved folks, too.
Wow.
And so God wants to tap into that kingdom that's within, because within that kingdom, listen, within that kingdom is everything we need to be successful. But I've got to realize that, or I've got to come to a revelation that God has already given us everything that pertaineth unto life and godliness. It's in the kingdom. It's in his word. But people fail, and they don't want to study that word. So I just want to encourage a lot of people out there, if you spend time in the word, God will reveal to you, and he will open up the windows of heaven, not before your eyes, and I don't want to say it like that, but he will open up the windows of your heart, the windows of your eyes, and
God
will exactly what it is that you can do in terms of achieving a success for your life, for your family, or for whatever have you. It's in God's word, and that is the mystery of the kingdom that's within the heart. And Jesus healed that kingdom, and he taught about that kingdom in various parables. The parable of the sower, four different soil, four different hearts. Notice he said the first heart was those that lack understanding, and anytime there's a lack of understanding, there's the potential to perish. Why? Because the enemy is going to come take what? That kingdom. It's the word of God. The word is his kingdom. That word has been revealed. It's for us, and I've got to tap into that kingdom, my brother. And so now he goes to the second soil and says, hey, wait a minute. this soil, the persons were sown upon those that had shallow faith. There was rocks below the soil. The person didn't recognize. They got excited, you know, and came to church praising the Lord, but they didn't realize the persecution coming. And all of a sudden, when persecution comes, remember, the enemy is only after the words of that kingdom.
Wow.
Of that kingdom. I can go on, but hey, come on back, my brother. Praise the Lord.
No, man, that's good. I'm about to run around in my apartment, man.
Amen. It's all about the kingdom within. Listen, because the reality of that kingdom is soon to come. And when the reality of that kingdom, when God sets his kingdom on the earth, listen, if you look at Revelation chapter 21, the first healing that the people experience is emotional healing.
Wow.
Tears being
Wait
a minute. And Jesus said that, listen, we can pray and we can believe that thy kingdom come, thy will be done where?
On earth.
So as it is, so that tells me I don't have to shed tears now. I don't have to be emotionally on a roller coaster now. That if I tap into the words of this kingdom right now, then he'll dry my tears, he'll heal my heart. I'm not being pulled by the things, the sex, the drugs, and all the flamboyant things that people want in life.
Yep.
Hey, listen, those things are minute. I'm not attracted by those things. I want to have what God has given me, and that is the in my heart, to know that, hey, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's all. The Lord tells us things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So that means that we've got dual citizenship. I have you and I. We have access to the kingdom resources right now because of the mystery of that kingdom that is within our heart. And then we have the total reality of the kingdom when it sets its throne, when God sets his throne here on earth. My brother, listen, I tell you, the word of God is powerful.
Yes, absolutely. That's right. Like sharper than a two-edged sword.
Come on. You know,
my
Lord,
goodness.
Mark chapter 4, verse 13, he says, unless you know this parable, how will you know all parables? Now, he's talking about the parable of the sword.
Yes.
He says, parable gives you access or the realization of understanding all the parables.
Hmm.
Now, he said it for a reason because, again, we're dealing with the words of the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom, the revelation of the kingdom, that form of the kingdom that is within our heart. That kingdom is within our hearts. It is the anointing. It is Christ in us, which is the hope of glory. And so now, the next part of the parable that Jesus goes in, and he starts talking about the tares and the wheat, meaning that there are two economic systems. And see, people are trying to operate in that system of the tares, what the enemy has set up. They don't realize that they are wheat. They got saved. So that means that now that we're under a whole other kingdom, a whole different economy. And you know, in our pastor, I just love God for him because he always talks about those two different kingdoms.
Uh-huh.
And realize that, hey, if you want to understand the kingdom of God, you got to study his words because his word reveals the mysteries of that kingdom and how it is in our hearts for now. And you have access to the resources of that kingdom.
Man, that is so powerful, Pastor. And see, when I hear that message, it brings hope and inspiration. It takes your mind from this victim hopelessness state to I can and I will. And you know, that's the gospel, the good news, when you go into a brother or sister who has been incarcerated for the last 15, 20 years, man.
Yes,
you've been separated from your family. You got all this inner turmoil going on, and you know, and you got all these thoughts that are just overflood your mind with failure and defeat, and just the cycle just continues to run itself like a tape recorder. And it's almost like, well, what am I going to do when I get out? Well, you know, when you come across Pastor Watson, you don't know what to do because he's going to get you to see that everything pertaining to life and godliness, God has already put it in you. And go ahead, Pastor.
Let me share this, and I'm going to just give a couple of examples of working with youth in the community. Every youth that have came to this facility that has spent time getting to know us, getting to ask questions, especially when we kind of teach in a way that it arouses questions as to what we believe in. Because we don't force salvation on our youth. We just live it in front of them and present information to them.
Yes.
All of us, those that spend time They are working. They got bank accounts. They're back in school. But those that don't want to come, they don't want to stay, we find that they are still going in that same cycle. They're going back to jail, back to jail, back to jail.
Yeah.
And it's just a young brother that got out 3 months ago. This brother spent 34 years in the prison. But 19 of those years, he said he heard the word of God from Dr. Winston.
Mm.
And when he heard that word, he stayed on that word. He meditated that word. This brother got out after spending 34 years, came out on fire for God. He's working at a hospital now. They know his background. He's married. Matter of fact, he got married while he was in prison.
Wow.
Put him for the 19 years, got out. They're living together. They're very successful, and he's just on fire for the Lord. But why? Because he's living according to the word of the kingdom of heaven.
That is powerful, Pastor. You know, in this, you know, in the, what's beautiful about what you just shared, again, you know, people make choices in life, and then when they're faced with the manifestation of that choice, that's when reality kicks in. And you know, you could do one of two things. You could stand or you can cave in. And so when you find a person who's still standing up on the inside, you know, that's hope for that individual. And you know, and that's what that word, that's what the Bible gives us, that hope. And for the listening audience that's out there, we want you to know, young, old, you know, whatever your background may be, it does not matter. We serve a God that loves us, and there's nothing we could do that could separate us from his love. God has not changed his mind about us. And that's the beautiful thing about your ministry, Doc, and that's why I love working with you, you know, that you allow Teen Train the opportunity to come in and to be a part of this great move that's happening in our communities, you know. And go ahead, Pastor.
No, I was going to say, it's a win-win situation. We both are part of the kingdom. And
yes, sir.
Because you have a heart for teens. You have a heart to see them be productive, to be successful. Basically, to tap into what God has put in all of us in the beginning.
Yes.
He created man. Remember, God told us to be productive, to be fruitful, to multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. So that is a part of our DNA. Everybody out there has a part of that DNA to be productive. And I watch how you tap into the young people's, tap into their potential and bring that productivity out of them to be successful. And you're doing a great work, and I'm excited. And I know that they wanted us to be together because, listen, we're on this end trying to get those to come out of maybe an upbringing where they have not developed the basic skills to be successful because they come from dysfunctional homes and everything. And I know you experienced that on that side, too.
Yes, sir.
And together, that, listen, we can, the Bible says that, listen, when we come together as one, remember Christ prayed that we be as one. And we've got to, church got to really come together as one to really empower our kids. I mean, it's no longer for letting the world take from us what they have taken. The world has taken us to school. The world has did this. But wait a minute. Now, we're the stewards. The church is the stewards. And it's no, you know, we've got to stand up and say, no longer. We're not accepting this no more.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. And you know, it's truly a message of empowerment. And that's the beautiful thing about it is, you know, we got a young listening audience. We have the parents, because we always, you know, we wanted to put a radio show out there, Pastor, that was safe. That was just easy, good listening for any and everybody. So anybody, I don't care where they are, what walk of life, what faith they may have, they can listen and get something out of what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is we're talking about empowerment. We're talking about, you know, knowing that no matter how bad it was, it could be better. You know what I mean? It can always be better. And, you know, and when you just even share that message to anybody, I tell you, it just it brings a smile to the face of a person, you know. I look at the clients that come into your facility, Pastor, and you know, and they range in age, but you know, when they walk out of there, they walk out of there empowered. They walk out of there empowered. And that's the part that blesses me so much. That's why I love when you call and say, Dwayne, can you come and be a part of this? We want to get Teen Train. I love when you bring us in that, because, you know, the scripture says that he who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed. So every every time I get to pour a little water on somebody else, I get a drink.
Because God is good. You know, one of the things, too, I would like to share, too, is that for those out there that may have a loved one, a family member, or a friend that's in the community that's between the ages of 13 and 28, certainly we have just a wealth and array of services that we can provide. You know, we are the coordinating partners under Governor Quinn Community Violence Prevention Program, and that's another part of our program where we're able to help support and help provide some crucial services that some of our kids need that are returning back to the community, the Austin community. I mean, the service is available in 23 of the Cook County communities, but we've got the Austin area, which is one of the largest, the largest community in the city of Chicago. So just wanted to share with everyone, if you got a loved one that lives in the Austin community, give us a call. You know, our number is 773-622-5701. We'd be more than glad to support you, to help you in any way we can. Also, our offer pen pals. We write those in prison. Just an array of things. So just, you know, if you're out there and you have someone you know, give us a call and just, you know, we'll be more than glad to help.
Pastor, you know what, repeat that number again, because I really want, and this is the one thing I want you to also know, the show will be archived, so you can actually, you can post this on your Facebook, you can tweet it, you can put it on Instagram to even refer people to the show so they can even listen again. And,
yeah.
You know, because it's out there. You know, this is live radio, and it's being recorded. It'll be forever in the earth, and we want people to know that you can reach out to Pastor Watson and this dynamic team that's working through the ministry of Dr. Bill Winston, Living Word Christian Center. Pastor, get that number again for him.
Yes, our number here in Chicago is 773-622-5701. Give us a call. There's always someone here between the hours of 10 and 5. There's someone here available to take that call.
Well, you know what, Pastor? I'm going to tell you something. I got to get you back on the show. You know what I mean? We got to do this again. So you got to promise me that you're going to come back.
Yes, I promise. I definitely. And also, we've got another program that we're getting ready to start up, too. And I'm looking forward to having you to be a part of that. And also, too, I got a call from one of the IYC's, a correctional facility.
Yes, sir.
And they wanted me to come out and bring a team that will empower youth. And they ask if I know anyone in the legal field as well as also that anyone that has a ministry in terms of encouraging kids in education. And you know whose name I gave them, don't you?
Well, the team trade, sir.
I'll get the date and time, and I've got a judge friend that I just met. I want to get him to come out and get you to come out, and they're looking for us to come over to really encourage and motivate the youth who are still incarcerated at one of the youth facilities.
Well, you know what, Pastor, I'm going to tell you, you know I'm with you. So, you know, we going to ride this train together. And so, you know, and look, and this train don't stop.
Come on.
It does not stop, you know, because look, Pastor, we're picking up more momentum and we're picking up more passengers. And I tell you, and I think what's drawing them is love. That's what's drawing them. It's the love of Christ that's drawing them, because people want to feel safe. They want to feel appreciated. They want to be affirmed. And that's exactly what's happening here. So it's no wonder when you have your pre-job fair workshops, trainings, the places are always packed out. You know, and for the listening audience, I admonish you to please contact Pastor Watson, because, you know, for parents who may have situations with some of your children, who may even have some friends who are going through some stuff or headed in the wrong direction, reach out. And that's part of the vision for 3T Radio, is to be a resource for the community. We want people to be able to listen to what we're saying and get something out of it that can help them right where they are in their lives. And so this is why I endeavor to bring some anointed, awesome, creative, just positive people on the show that are doing things to make an impact and a difference in this earth. And Pastor Watson, you are a world changer. I know Creflo got that as his tag slogan, but you are a world changer, Pastor. I'm telling you, Doc.
Are you? I'm excited what God is doing for you.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I mean, you are really doing some great things with our
Thank
youth.
You.
I'm just excited, man, and I thank God, you know, for sharing what you did, but I'm excited about you. I'm excited
yes, sir.
us together.
Well, I tell you, I think we're a dynamic team, and we was just talking even yesterday, and for Sister Kathy Adams, if she even happens to stumble up on the show, thank you for hooking up Pastor Watson and myself. and you know what, Pastor, I thank you for everything, man. I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. You're a blessing. Every time I see you, you're being productive. You're not one of those people, Pastor, that's just when the camera comes on and the lights are on, that's when it's showtime for you. You know, like the scripture says, you're in season and out of season doing stuff to touch people's lives. So I love you for that. And I purposely try to put myself around people that's that way, because I don't want to be that type of person that's running to the opportunity to be seen, because I could care less about being out front. I want to see the people I'm helping out front.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where it counts. And so, Pastor, we got to get you back on the show. So please,
certainly,
please, please look at your schedule and you tell me when. And even if we could get some of your clients who've come through the program, they could be on the show with us too. We can have a panel discussion. We could do that. So, you know, you think about that, and we can make it happen. We got some great people over at BBS, and my man Doug, he, you know, I could let him know, and he'll make it happen. So just let me know, Pastor, and we'll have a panel discussion, and we can have people to call in and talk to these to the people who've come in and out of these systems, and now they've been transformed, because that's what a power is in that testimony.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about you. I thank God for you, for what you're doing, and I want you to give some parting words before we transition you off the show. Can you say anything you feel on your heart you may want to say to the listening audience?
Well, one of the things I like to say to everybody out there is that many times those that may have a desire that they want to be in movies or be on stage or to be that drum major instinct or allow that drum major instinct to come out of you to want people to film you or see what you're doing, I like what you said, because people don't realize that rehearsal goes on before the start of the play, and we are on a stage. The stage is the earth. We're on a stage. We're being filmed. And at one time, the curtain's going to go up. And when they go, what part will you be playing?
Wow.
Be playing the part, a son of the devil.
That's powerful. That is so powerful, Pastor. Well, Pastor Watson, I tell you, I could, man, we could stay on this train till tomorrow, Doc, because when I get to talking to you, I'm just like, look, whatever else I had going on, let me just table that, because I'm with my man now. But, Pastor, I look forward to speaking with you again real soon. And, and don't forget, look at your schedule, your calendar, and let me know when you want to be back on the show. And it's
a done deal,
okay?
I sure will. All right, my brother. Thanks for having me, Pastor. Listen, y'all be blessed. Be blessed, audience. Be blessed.
Thank you, Pastor Watson. All right. Well, those that was listening, that was Pastor Watson with Living Word Christian Center. It's the We Care program, and they work with clients that are in and out of the prison system, these various transitions in life, and they're doing a fabulous work. So make sure that you would listen to the show again so that you can follow up with Pastor Watson, and then that way you can get some more information about that program. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we got two more guests that are going to be on, and I'm excited about the both of them. So right now, we're going to a commercial.
Transition Music, Volume 1, with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's J-I-T-A productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet? This beat just feels epic. Like I gotta say something important on it, or this beat is just gonna go to waste. You know what I mean? I know you feel it. Come on. Yeah. I'm here to make a statement. Your heart's harder than pavement. Society's enslavement. Morals on vacation. I'm living with impatience. Don't wanna be the greatest. Don't care if I get famous, but They say that I can make it, and yes, I got the talent. They want me swallowing liquor by the gallons. No, I'd much rather think sober. I'm trying to reach the world while she gives me the cold shoulder. Yeah, yeah, and it's so ice cold. I'm bleeding on the track, pouring out my soul. Only to get a moment of your time. The truth can be seen, but not by the blind. And that's molded physically. These words are imagery, trying to help.
Okay, everybody, we are back live with 3T Radio with your train conductor, D. Smith. As promised, for the second half of the show, I got my two guests, Brother Walter Norman. What's up, Brother Walter?
Hey, how's everybody?
All right. And my soul sister, my baby girl, Ebony Oliver. What's up, Ebony?
Hey, hello world. How are you guys on this great Saturday afternoon?
I know, that's why I just love the energy, girl. You look, Ebony, you tell the truth. You just woke up, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm just excited. It's Saturday.
I know, that's right. Well, look, everybody, Ebony and Walter, we're doing a dual conversation with them, interview with them, because, you know, both of them are just, their schedules are just kind of tight. They're all over the world, so I was able to pull them together now. But I'm going to eventually get them both on the show individually because their ministries are so powerful, and the work that they're doing is not to be simplified. So, Brother Walter, I was looking at your bio, man. You got some awesome stuff that's going on. For our listening audience, Walter, can you kind of personalize your bio just a little bit more so that people can kind of know the man behind the words?
Definitely. Okay, well, a little bit about me. I am a Living Word Christian Center member. I am on the music ministry. I'm on the praise team, and we sing every Sunday and every Wednesday, really from January to December 31st. So it's a full-time, although it's volunteer, it's really a commitment and something that I've been doing for, I will say, about at least 14 years. Also, I am. I also work at the church as a supervisor of our mail center department, and I've been actually working at the church for 11 years.
Okay.
Also, I used to be over the Faith Drill team. It's a group of youth that's between the ages of 13 and 19, and I did that for, I would say, about 10 years as well. So I've been heavily devoted to Living Word. I love working with youth. I'm also I'm one of the youth leaders for the Living Word Christian Center Go Hard Youth Ministry. So I work and help out with that as well. Also, I am over the Living Word Christian Academy. We have a actual school, and I'm actually over the drill team there, and those are the ages of 9 to 13. So I am quite busy and productive with my time, and I love working with youth.
Yes, sir. Well, look, you forgot to say what your role is with Teen Train, man. Come on.
Oh, and of course, without you know, going in the
program. Look, Walter, if I was ready, if you could see me, Ebony, come on, let's do the chop. Let's do the chop.
I know.
Go chop it up, Walt. Actually,
I am the program director for Teen Train. And I am very excited about being a program director. What that is simply I am over every program that is in existence within Teen Train. And I work very heavily with the CEO and founder, Mr. Smith. And so I help coordinate and kind of get the things, the events, the conferences planned and working hand him. And so it's just an honor and a pleasure for me to be able to accept that role and to do what I can to help the train keep moving forward.
I know that's right. Now my soul sister, Ebony Oliver. Come on, Ebony, talk to us.
Well, Walter, he just started and put everything out there, Will. Ebony Oliver, I am a college student. My major is speech communications. I desire to go into public relations as well as public speaking. I was also a part of the Faith Drill team with Mr. Walter Norman. I was his second in command, the rank of first lieutenant. I've been with the drill team for about 9 years, so it's been an exciting journey working with youth and young people. I am a part of Team Train Inc. I'm going to say that first so I won't forget it, of course.
Come on now, girl. You better get
I
it
am
in
the
now.
President of the ambassador program. My role is to oversee 22 ambassadors right now. We're going for 100. Be on the lookout for that, everybody
That's
who's
right.
listening.
That's
so keep strength going, youth development, youth leadership, just making sure that the youth that we have associated with us are being those examples and leaders so that we can bring all these youth to Christ and show them how youth do it these days. Also, I'm a part of another arts nonprofit called the Anointed Harvesters. I've been with them for the last 8 years as their intern and production assistant. It's been an exciting journey, as well as I go to Live and Work Christian Center. I work with the music ministry. I am a part of the premier team. Mm. I'm one of the people who is assigned to service different artists when they come for the different conferences, from Donald Lawrence to Walt Whitman and the Soul Children in Chicago. I've had the great opportunity of working with them. Also, I'm a spoken word artist. I have been doing spoken word professionally for almost 2 years. Mm. I've had the opportunity to do it for Living Word Christian Center's 2012 New Year's Eve service that was broadcast in over 200 countries, as well as do spoken word for the Dwayne Wade Foundation.
Yeah,
so it's been an exciting process. I've been mentoring youth for the last 5 years, also with Team Train Inc., their student, besides their student ambassador program, the STARS program and the Impact program, two programs that you need to be on the lookout for
as it
is expanding worldwide. Be on the lookout. You heard it here first, October 26th. But don't act brand new when we come to your city, but I've been a student mentor for that. I was in the program, got the tools I needed to help lead and train, and now I am one of their mentors, encouraging, empowering youth to pursue purpose, to pursue destiny, and just to be on fire for Christ and have fun in life.
Yes, Ebony, you have done some awesome things. You both, you and Walter, and I'm so excited because, you know, it's interesting because when people talk about leadership, you know, and a lot of times I don't think people really understand what it means to be a leader. But what I've come to understand in my study of the scripture and then watching my pastor, you know, leaders seek out leaders. Because when you're a leader, you're confident in your ability. Therefore, you can find other people who are confident in their ability, and you link yourself up with them. And that's what I've done with you two, because both of you all are just some phenomenal leaders. Your leadership style is different. And that it comes through your personality, but both of you all are so powerful, and I'm honored to work side by side with the both of you all. And you all heard Brother Walter Norman talk about the programs, and we'll get to share some of that on the show. And Ebony is the president of the Student Ambassador Program, for which she is doing a phenomenal job. But her spoken word gift is just off the hook. So, Ebony, I don't know, you know, because, you know, sometimes when I get around artists, I try to put them on the spot sometimes, girl. So, you know, I don't know. I'm feeling that thing coming on me a little bit. So I might say, Ebony, why don't you go ahead and drop a couple bars? Can you do that, Ebony?
I got you. Well, look,
before we end this interview, you got to come on with it. So I just want you to be thinking right now. You may have to write something down.
I'm ready. I'm always
ready. She started right now while we're doing this. So, Father, we encourage you to make sure that if you feel compelled, call in. If you got a question for Brother Norman or Sister Ebony, you know, we'd love to take your phone calls in. Brother Walter, why don't you talk a little bit about some things in your life that kind of put you on this path, because too often people see us where we are. They don't know the story. They don't know the story, man. They don't know how we got here, you know, and that's the thing that even with Pastor Winston and we hear Creflo and Kenneth Copeland and all these people that are doing, you know, even your Bill Gates, your Oprah Winfrey's, your Tyler Perry's, you know, we got your Michael Jordan's, you got all these people who've done great things.
Uh-huh.
And the only time folk know about them is when they're actually in that. But they don't know what they went through. So, Brother Walter, you know, in a couple minutes, why don't you kind of share with the listening audience, you know, just your journey, man. How did you get where you were to where you are? And I know, you know, a couple minutes doesn't even give you enough time to do that. But just kind of share that with us for a minute.
Okay, well, definitely. Well, a lot of times people are very surprised when I get in front of them or I'm working with the youth. They're surprised because, like you say, they see where I am now. But where I came from was I didn't go to a public, I didn't go to a private school or a Christian school. I actually went to a public school. And in that, of course, in that area, there could be a lot of peer pressure, a lot of different things that you can get involved in that you're not really supposed to. And I'll say around, and I'll honestly share it, around my freshman year, I kind of started hanging around the wrong crowd. And I started doing that. Just not really thinking, just doing it just to be doing something. And when I realized that I was making this bad decision, I said, you know what, I need to, you know, get myself together. There's a better way. And so what I actually started doing was I started really linking up with the youth ministry at Living Word Christian Center, and they actually, Mr. Smith has started a program where he was actually started mentoring people. Yep. And so I listened to his story, and I was really compelled. I've seen the realness, him being really genuine about what he was saying. And so I started actually, you know, linking up with him, and he actually became my mentor.
Yeah.
And through the conversations and the things that we had, I really started saying, you know what, I need to do better. I know that I'm well able to do better, and so I'm going to start actually doing that. And so as I started changing, I started getting involved with the different things at the church, different ministries. I started off with drill team at the age of 13. And one of the reasons why I started doing that is because I knew I needed to make a change.
Yeah.
And so as I did that, those things that the previous leadership started teaching me how to be a leader and a better way to start doing things. And so that actually really started my course on becoming a leader, being stronger with the Lord, having a powerful relationship with God, to say it's not ever too early to be a leader. You can be a leader at the age of 9, at the age of 8. Whatever you decide to do, you can do it. And so those things kind of propelled me to really change around. Not that I was really wilding out, but I wasn't doing everything according to the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And so what I did was I got myself together and I realized that there was a better way. So keeping it really simple, that's really some of the things that I had to do to really change some of the negative behavior that I was conducting.
Wow, Walter. You know, it's interesting, too, man, because even as you were talking, I was just kind of getting a visual, because I do remember us meeting. You know what I mean? I do remember seeing you. But, you know, the thing about you, man, that I remember was that, you know, it was still something different about you. Even though you were not as focused then, you did not have the maturity level, you didn't have the knowledge of the scripture as you do today, because you're so well versed with that word now, man. I'm like, this brother here, God has grown him up tremendously in that word. But you know, even then, you could still see there was something different about you, man. And you know, today we got a lot of our youth, and Ebony, I want you to chime in on this too, but we got to, because I'm about to come over to you, because I want you to kind of talk about how you got where you were to where you are, Ebony, because people need to know the person behind the story, you know, behind the face.
Yep.
But Walter, you know, it's interesting, though, because there are a lot of youth that are out here who are standing out like a sore thumb, man, yet they still try to fit in. You know what I mean? It's like they're the square trying to fit in a circle, and it's not working. They're getting frustrated. What would you say to a young person like that, Brother Norman?
Well, what I would say is you don't have to do negative things because you're seeing everybody else doing it. You can set your own mark, your own standard, and you don't have to feel like you're pressured to doing the wrong thing. I know a lot of times society may tell you, you've got to do this in order to be cool or to be down, but you don't. I'm a witness to it. I've tried it. It ain't nothing there that you're going to be missing. Mm-hmm. So the one of the best things that I could just tell you is just to stay focused. Get you a plan, stay focused on that plan, and allow that plan, your goal, to be your motivation. And when you go through that hard period of time, you will be successful because of the work that you put in.
Wow, that's good stuff. I hope our listening audience that you're getting that, because, you know, I on purpose bring people on the show who have a story. I mean, you know, we don't want folk up here faking it till they make it, because that's the world. That's what people doing all the time. That's what Hollywood is all about. You know, folk get so caught up in these characters, but what they don't realize is that they're characters. You know what I mean? Somebody wrote this person on paper, and then somebody is now bringing them to life through their actions. But we talking real life stuff. So, Ebony, let me transition over to you. Why don't you, you know, kind of tell them, you know, every time I see Ebony, boy, I just get fired up because I see a young lady who is, I mean, blazing toward her future, you know, but Ebony, kind of, you know, share your journey a little bit, Ebony, because when people hear you talk, it's like you speak with such authority and confidence, and it's like, wow. I mean, I watched the ambassadors looking at you and Brother Norman being the leader with this piece, man. You know, when he and I talk, we see it, yet we know you're still in training. But, Ebony, tell us the story.
Okay, well, first off, the whole authority thing came from the drum team. being in that leadership, so I'm used to just talking with authority. However, growing up, I went to different school, Catholic, Lutheran, you name it. I went to every school except a public school. And so my parents transitioned me out of Christian schools, being homeschooled. Nothing was wrong with the school necessarily, but they wanted to do something different with me. They knew since I was a child that there was something special about me. They kept confessing that over me as a child, as I was in the womb. So they said, Ebony will be a great leader. And I remember my mom was telling me that. And so looking at where my life is now, it is the product of confession. They kept confessing that. They took me out of regular school, homeschooled me, and so I had time to not only be taught from home, but to hone my gift. And so I had different opportunities. I was able to do stage plays. I was able to be in a movie. I was able to work with different artists and different live recordings. And so that was a very exciting journey for me as I continued on from being a young teenager to even an adult. One thing that I can say is I let my light shine. People who know me well and people who encounter me, I can say, they know that I'm on 10. As I know young people, y'all listening, I'm on 10. Everybody who knows me, because you do the most, Ebony, you always do the most. And
I said,
somebody has to. But something that I always knew as I grew older was I don't fit in.
Okay.
I don't fit in. I tried to fit in, like, I tried to fit in with people younger than me. I tried to fit in with my peers and even people who were older than me. And I came to a point in my life where I got it. And I said, you know what? I don't fit in. I wasn't intended to fit in. Hmm. You can't put a box in a circle. So when you really know who you are and where you're going, certain things you won't allow to affect you as they did when you were younger. So my journey, going from being homeschooled to different experiences, even working with youth, I've become very selfless. A lot of my experiences, the things I've went through, is not for me, it's for other people. So if something that I've went through can help somebody in the future, I'm willing to go through that stuff. Hey, Ebony, shut up, you don't know anything. Like, somebody had to tell me, Ebony, shut up, you don't know anything. Because the youth these days, they want to talk, they think they're right, and they're not right. They're not.
One thing
that
I have to
listen to your parents. Listen to your parents.
Yeah.
I think that's been one of the greatest things that a blessing has come out of that is listening to my parents. And so just letting you know, you won't fit in. I tell you weren't intended to fit in. Stop trying to fit in. There are so many great things ahead of you for you to try to fit in. And one thing I can say, once I realized that, I took off. Friends started dropping off, and I mean it was a rough journey even from now, but I said, let me look at the end in mind. Let me keep that in the forefront. Let me think about where I'm going to end up. And so it's been an exciting journey from team training to even my personal life. So it's been a great experience, and I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Ebony, you know, you said a lot in a short time, and I want to kind of highlight some parts of that. I know you talked about you know, just not, you know, if you're a square, don't try to be a circle. And also just the various situations that you've been in, yet you knew you were different. And, you know, and you had enough confidence or you felt good enough about yourself to just stay in your own skin. What do you, because, you know, we got a lot of the young ladies that, I mean, even our ambassadors, you know, what we know is this, they're in training. And you know, and this is the thing that I try to impress upon the leadership team is that we, even though they're ambassadors, they're still susceptible to make bad choices. You know, they're still, you know, in these environments where, you know, even our ambassadors could get bad grades. They can end up in some relationships. They can find themselves in some compromising places. Ebony, what do you say? And then, Walter, I want you to chime in, too, because I want to know, through Teen Train, through the ambassador program, what are some of the things that you're doing to try to combat some of this? But, Ebony, first speak to what you'll say to these young ladies. And then after you comment on that, then I would like for Walter to come back and say or share with the listening audience, particularly our parents who are listening that may be wondering what to do with their kids who may be leaders. You know, what are some of the things that we're doing in Teen Train to try to circumvent some of that foolishness and even holding our leaders accountable to being leaders? So, Ebony, why don't you speak first?
One thing that I can say to ladies, people may think you crazy, and something that I do that a lot of people say is funny, I get in the mirror and I speak to myself.
Mm.
They say,
wait, Ebony, do you talk back to yourself, though?
Oh, <you're kidding.
laughs> You say you speak to yourself, girl. Now, that's okay, but do you talk back to yourself?
Honestly,
when,
sometimes you have to get in the mirror, because when you're in the mirror, it's just you. Mm. And sometimes you need to just address you. You have to look at yourself and say, what is it about me that I don't like? What is it that I feel like I'm not confident in? I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I talk to myself in the mirror. People think I'm crazy, but you know what? I'm okay with that. Mm. Something that I do, even on my birthday. Before anybody else tells me happy birthday, I'm going to get in the mirror and tell myself happy birthday. Because whether anybody else addresses me, whether anybody else encourages me, I'm going to encourage myself. Because at the end of the day, everybody else can walk away, but when everybody walks away, you still have you standing there. So encourage yourself. Find the joy in things. One thing I'm learning, don't take everything so serious. People are going to talk about you, girls. They're going to try to fight you. They're going to try to do a lot of things to you. But one thing I do know is that they can do that. But if you still can find your joy, if you still can find out what you want to become and you stick to it, you will have a greater outcome than if you let those things affect you. And, yes, I do know that things happen out of your control, but if you face you and you get in front of you, and like you say, talk back to yourself, because sometimes you have to address you. Mm. And so you do that, just know that as you get older, it's going to become easier and easier. I know people say it becomes harder, but if you have that mindset, you know what? Each day is going to become easier. Keep speaking to yourself.
Wow.
You will become that much easier.
Mm. So encouraging yourself, kind of like what David had to do, huh, Ebony? Encourage yourself, huh?
Yeah, you got to talk to yourself, and then you know, like you said, talk back.
Yeah, okay, look, if you do talk back, it's okay. You're not crazy.
Right.
You just tell yourself what you need to do. That's all right. I do that often. Like I said, boy, you better get in there, clean that room up. Then I said, no, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Boy, Smith.
Right, boy.
Okay, think about them kids in my school. Smith, boy. I'll be like, man, get up off me, man. Brother Norman, talk to us, man. Tell us about some of these fabulous programs that you're overseeing in Teen Train, and how are these programs in place to help our young people to make better decisions?
Well, we have three different programs that we are offering right now. The STARS program is an excellent program. It deals with your educational and leadership skills. The IMPACT program, as well as another excellent Teen Train program. It deals with practical knowledge, giving you the tools that you need to, you know, really function. As we said, doing things differently, not doing, you know, the negative things out there, the negative temptations that may occur. And then, of course, our fabulous Anointed Ambassador program. Mm. It's the top-notch program. It's the student advisor. They come up with the ideas. They are the face.
Walter, you wouldn't be saying that because we got the president on the phone, would you?
No. I'm not saying that because of that. I'm really saying it because it is power.
Look, Ebony, like, boy, you better say that. Well, go off. I'll see you next week.
And so, yeah, the ambassador program. And, you know, one of the reasons why I feel that Brother Smith came up with this, the idea of Teen Train, was really for the training. and giving the youth an opportunity to do something positive, to be in an organization, a team that's going to build you up, that's going to encourage you, to give you those things, the strength to go on and do your destiny and be excellent in what you're supposed to do. So part of these programs is training-based. You know, as a youth, one of the things that you have to know, and even myself, is that you don't know everything.
Yep.
And so because you don't know everything, there's some things that have to be taught to you. And so in order for it to be taught to you, you got to be in a position to actually listen. Mm. And so I think these programs are not only going to help you, it's going to put a demand on you to do what you're supposed to do, because what Mr. Smith puts on the leadership board is to keep everybody accountable, keep the youth accountable. That means that's not saying we're beating them up. What we are saying is we're keeping you accountable and responsible for what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So if there's something that we're asking you to do, then, of course, we're going to expect for you to do it. And so I believe everybody needs to have somebody in their life that can hold them accountable. We know the Lord does it, but I'm saying someone that you can talk to that's going to say, hey, you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. You may need to do this. Or even for some encouragement. But like Ebony said, I think it's very key that if you don't have that person, encourage yourself. It doesn't stop there. Encourage yourself.
Man, Brother Walter, that's good, man. And you said something that was really powerful, man. You talked about that accountability, and I know you didn't mention this, but we do have an annual leadership conference, too.
Yes.
Would you and Ebony like to share, kind of talking a little bit about that? Because we're going to be rolling around that time again, but you know, just hold in that vein of accountability. That's really what that whole conference is kind of birthed out of, personal accountability.
Right.
Can y'all both talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'll let Ebony go first, and then I'll kind of come in.
Well, the LEAD Conference is a leadership conference that we have annually. It's on the Saint Train website. We have pictures and so forth and so on. Check that out after the radio interview.
This conference,
we have different speakers as well as musical artists come together for one purpose, and to encourage and inspire youth. If you can inspire a youth, you can change their life forever. Sometimes the only thing that can count is to change somebody's life. And something that I can say as far as accountability, I have many mentors. But like you said, Mrs. Smith, if you don't have that, encourage yourself.
That's
but get
right.
with somebody better than you.
Don't
be the best in the room. Get somebody who's better than you in whatever you want to go into. You're getting C's and D's, get somebody who's an A student. Always connect with people better than you. It's not saying that, okay, you whack, you suck. I value myself to become better. And so at the LEAD conference, we have different workshops of people who have gone through what you've gone through and have been where you've been. So LEAD conference is sort of encouragement. Let me say that. It is one of the most encouraging conferences I've ever been to. I'm not just saying that because I've been to a lot of conferences, but this...
Yeah.
Register your youth. We will have information. Register them. This conference is for them. It's full of accountability. It's full of inspiration. I guarantee you, you send your youth to the LEAD conference, your child is going to come out with something that they did not have before.
Amen.
Very good. That's excellent information. And just to piggyback off of what she said, and then that's even one thing that we did this year. We did a parent session, and that's where the parents were able to kind of come in and voice some of their concerns and ask some questions, and it was a very good session. I even peeked my head in there, not that I'm a parent, but, you know, because I work with youth, I'm always trying to find ways, even more effective ways to be effective with the youth.
Yeah.
And so that right there is an excellent aspect. And also another aspect that we do for the LEAD conference is we do a class or a session where we have all of the guys in one session and all of young women in the session, and they're able to kind of really talk out some of the things that they may be going through and Of course, there's some people there, the leaders there, to really help them answering their questions and giving them other solutions. So it's an excellent conference to be a part of, not just because we're saying it, but because there's actually testimony that comes out of that conference. And people, the youth come changed. I came as one of the leaders in change. It's a dynamic conference, and even if you have an opportunity to do it, do it. If you have your friends, let them know to do it with you. You know, you don't have to do it by yourself. Get your friends there. And like I said, even with the parent session, it's definitely a session that I believe is going to not only be helpful, but it's going to take them to the next level as well. So that's definitely coming up, and we want, you know, everyone to be involved in it because it's definitely going to be life-changing.
Yeah, that's powerful, and you all are both right on the money. You know, that whole LEAD conference is, it's about leadership, and then, you know, the root word of leadership is LEAD. So, you know, we got that piece right there. You're going to lead. So we want you to know you're leading anyway. Just be intentional about where you're taking people. And
there
so,
you go.
I love what's happening with that, and both of you all are just, you're just your energy level, your commitment to what you do, the spirit of excellence that's on the both of you all. It's just, I tell you, I'm so appreciative to know good people like the both of you all. You challenge me, you know, to stay out front and to continue to try to stay cutting edge with stuff. And I'm excited because when I look at Teen Train is a legacy. You know, this is not a one man show. This is a people thing, and I really believe it's a move, you all. And I think that, you know, that train, you know, is a train. There's a reason why trains are so powerful, because they carry so much. You know what I mean? That engine. You know, I think about even when I'm driving home and I get caught by a train, I'm always like, man, because I know this could be a 20-minute wait in some cases. You know what I mean? Because there's so many cars being pulled. And when I think about, you know, Teen Train, I think about every car represents a life, you know, a life that we have an opportunity to impact. And I like what the both of you all said, and I think that's why our programs are what they are, because it's meant to develop the person. You know, everybody's out here trying to work with youth in some one way or another, but I think what separates Teen Train from everybody else is that we develop you from the inside out. You know, we big on the whole, we take a holistic approach to impacting the life of people. And not only that, I like what you said, Brother Norman, we go after the parents too, because you're only going to be you won't be as effective just working with the youth alone. I mean, they came from a home. You know what I mean? You got to incorporate the parents into it. So I love that whole parent component that you mentioned at the conference. And, you know, we again, you know, we don't have all the answers, but together we do. And so that's what we do at Teen Train. So I'm excited about that. Now, Ebony, I know you had enough time to write some down, so
there you go.
Look, I ain't forget about you. You over there, don't get scared, okay?
No, don't get scared.
So look, Ebony, what you got, girl? Come on, won't you drop some bars on our listening audience? Go ahead. Whatever you feel you want to kind of speak to them, go ahead and drop that thing, girl.
I'm going to do words, because so many youth, their mouth is off the chain. And so you can change your words, you can change your life. Mm. So this piece is called Words. You can snap, you can kind of do whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Okay.
Actions speak louder than words, but words are more than just nouns and verbs that we use in a sentence, articulate in an instance, and can be heard from near or far away distance. Your words have the ability to build somebody up or tear somebody down. So that means every word you speak out of your mouth should probably be profound. Don't look down on those who choose to use words of life and glorify those whose words lead to strife. Mm. People have told you that sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, that can't be true, because death and life lie in the power of the tongue. And seeing that is the case, I see why so many die young. They use words that so slowly come to pass, not realizing that they have destroyed their own paths. they use words that make them laugh that they think have no true meaning and mock others that choose to use words wisely, like for interceding. Those who downplay words and don't understand their true value will end up falling just like a child with weak foundations. Words were used at the beginning of creation. Even God himself spoke into existence what he was creating. You're making yourself believe every word you have spoken, whether it's for you to be healed or whether it's for you to be broken. There is a law to confession, but for those who don't agree, I don't mean to bring frustration, but I believe that we can grasp this, we can change nations with our words, that we can call things be not as though they were, and even though things may occur, we have the power to make a difference. Please listen, I'm on a mission to shed wisdom and demonstrate to you how every word you speak out of your mouth will come to pass, how you can be free at last from your current situation, speak words of life into your destination, and help transform this generation. But first, we have to acknowledge that words were used at the beginning and words will be used now into the very ending of time. Do not be blind, my people, to what you know is true, because every word you speak out of your mouth is truly what you will produce.
Wow. Look, we got to snap the fingers, Brother Norman. We got to snap the fingers, baby. All right, right. We got to snap the fingers. Ebony, that was the bomb, girl. Look at you. Man, I love it. Words. All right, Walter, give me a beat. Let me come on back behind that now.
Oh, my God.
All right. Words. Words. There it is. That's what's up, Ebony. I love it. That was the bomb. Man, girl. Now you've been doing. Do you plan to put an album out or something like that?
I do plan to work on an EP. It depends. I do know I want to record a few spoken word videos, actually one, that I will be doing soon. It could be before the end of the year, so we'll look out for that. But whatever, spoken word in different places, if not, I'm okay with just traveling and doing it live, but I do know that, you know, that other streams of income will surely come through putting out an album. So it's in the works, it's in the talks.
Girl, look, something that I was thinking, I'm always thinking, but I was thinking about a production. And, we could talk more about it, but I thought about a production with some of the talent that's already in-house with Teen Train. We put together a little album, maybe about 6 tracks on a Teen Train album. And we have some spoken word on there. We have some rap on there. We have some R&B. We got some jazz. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be awesome? And look. Then our conferences become our artists. You know what I mean? And then when that becomes another opportunity for us to do some stuff. So, Mr. Program Director, why don't you make a note of that? That's how we might need to. You know what I mean? Okay. What you say, Ebony?
I said, are you trying to be on the album?
Look, girl, I might do a little something. I could beatbox, we bop, you know what I mean? You know, hip hop, beatbox. I can flow now, though. Hey, don't play with me now. Look. Hey, girl, now watch out now. You know, I thought about pursuing music at one time, then I decided to be a counselor, you know? That's good stuff. But no, I'm serious about that, though, Ebony, because I know, you know, Miss Shamika Jones. She actually did a track for 3T Radio, and I'm waiting on it, and she was singing on it. That thing is it's hot. And so, you know, she has a very soulful voice, and this girl is just like, she got some guys that do some rapping, and then, you know, we got some folk that's doing some jazz, and then as you, I was like, look, we got enough talent, we could put together a little CD. So just something to think about, you know what I mean?
That sounds good.
I'm telling you something to think about. So yeah, you all, but I'm so excited about the both of you all being on the train today. Gotta get you back. I know it took forever in the day to just get you here today, but Ebony and Walter, please look at your calendars and we wanna make this happen again and then we wanna also get your ambassadors on there, Ebony, okay?
Yes.
And speaking of which, we got a meeting with them today. So you want to send out a shout to your ambassadors, Ebony?
Hi, my ambassadors. I will see you in a couple of hours. Please be on time. We have lots to cover. We got to go close the road, and I need y'all to be there on time. I love all of you.
That's right. Don't be strolling up in that late, y'all.
Any
parting words that either one of you all would like to leave with your listening audience? One of the things I like both of y'all to do, because this show is taped live and it's going to be archived right here on the Teen Train website, so people can come back and listen to it anytime they want, so you can refer your friends to it. We want to flood this website. But anything you want to leave to the listening audience, Brother Norman?
I just want to encourage the youth, parents, keep doing what you're supposed to do. Stay focused on the prize. Don't compromise your standards for anyone. You can do it. Keep your head up, focused, and you will win.
Sister Ebony, is anything you'd like to share?
Yes. Always encourage yourself. Don't wait for other people to do it. Encourage yourself first, so when other people do it, it's just complimenting what you already know. Keep going. Keep striving. Don't stop, no matter what it looks like. The sky is not the limit. There are people that walked on the moon. Keep going to no end. Just go.
Ebony, I thought you was going to bust into another spoken word piece, girl.
Right.
I'm telling you, girl, you just be flowing, boy. Well, look, you all, to the listening audience, I hope you are blessed today by today's show. We have my man, Pastor Watson, on the first half an hour. And then we had the Teen Train family reunion, Brother Norman and Sister Oliver on the show. And I don't know about you all, but I was blessed and empowered, and I'm excited. If I wasn't on the train, I'd be on the train now, I'll tell you that much. That right there brings our show to a close. We want to encourage you all, continue to pray for Teen Train. If the Lord puts it on your heart, please give to the organization. We are a not-for-profit 501c3 organization. All your donations are tax-deductible. So if you give, you can write it off. And if you give, what I want you to know is that your giving will make a difference. It allows us to do this radio show. It allows us to do those awesome programs that Brother Norman talked about. Hey, maybe you want to sow a seed to finance this music project. You know, I just want to put it out there because, you know, I truly believe that we can have what we say. And as Ebony talked about, that words piece, I believe that. You know, the scripture talks about the power of words. So I just want to encourage everybody, like Brother Norman said, keep moving in the right direction. We love you. And until next time, God bless you, and keep riding by faith.
Yeah. The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hope and truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated. If they feel jaded, about to burst.